Hello, it is Roxanne Gay.
And I am Tressie McMillan Cottom.
We wanted to bring you this excerpt from an episode of our show, Here to Slay.
Now, normally we don't do shows responding to current events, but sometimes, y'all, we just have to.
So this is an excerpt from the episode we recorded on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2021, big day. To listen to the full episode, go to luminary.link/slay.
I, Kamala Davie Harris, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Now we're going to be tested. Are we going to step up, all of us? It's time for boldness.
All right, y'all. From Luminary, this is Here to Slay. Y'all, the Black feminist, I cannot believe we made it, we survived. Podcast of your dreams, I am Tressie McMillan Cottom.
And I am Roxanne Gay, and I am loving that as we record this, we have a brand new president.
Can you believe it?
In some ways, absolutely not. I cannot believe it. I really thought Trump was going to try some last-minute bullshit because he's capable of anything.
Yep.
And he's shameless, which is a really deadly combination.
Hey, girl, hey. I forgot to say hey.
Oh, hey. I mean, it's just there's so much to dive into today.
I know. Listen, Joe Biden, at the time that we're recording, was just inaugurated after, I think we can say, a hair-raising transition. Absolutely would not classify this transition as a peaceful one. We will still have to reckon with the fact that we did not have a peaceful transition of power. Some of us still feeling like we're lingering under the cloud of the threat of violence. The Trump era has ended. The Biden era has begun. And I think we should say the Biden-Harris era. Biden's a placeholder. Let's be real. I think Biden's a placeholder, girl.
Yes.
I think the baton has been passed to the new Democratic leader.
Yes.
And Biden understands his role, I even think, as a in-between guy. He's always been comfortable being that dude.
Absolutely. And he, not only does he understand his role, but I think he's going to do a good job. He is going to provide stability to the kinds of people who believe that old white men should be president, while also giving hope to those of us who know it's time for a different kind of leadership. And of course, there's a lot to debate as to whether or not Vice President Harris is the right kind of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone is better than Trump.
Yeah.
And I do think that all things considered, we have two very good people in the executive branch who are at least going to read their daily briefings.
Who can read?
A president who reads.
I struggled the last 4 years with something really personal when it came to this administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go ahead and confess to this. I do not believe in reifying intellect as a fixed entity.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't believe in IQ measures because they are inherently racist.
Correct.
And so as a sociologist, social scientist, and a critical person, I am always really careful that I don't rely on things like, oh, this person's stupid, you know, oh, the person's uneducated. I also know education doesn't fix moral failings, right? Like, I'm really careful about that. Girl, I have struggled to just not say straight up and out that this man is ignorant and cannot read and is a fool.
And it's so tough when you have a sense of decency and a clear understanding of the differences between education and intelligence, which mm-hmm. are not synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump is dumb and uneducated because he's never done an ounce of schoolwork. He pays people to do it for him.
Mm-hmm.
They made special graphics and charts and things with few words on them. And the thing is, there's no shame in being illiterate. But when you are the president of the United States, you are mm-hmm. supposed to be literate. And we have to be able to have that conversation now.
And that was an excerpt from our episode recorded on Inauguration Day. We made it January 21st, 2021.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please join us over on Luminary, where you can hear the rest of this episode and all of our episodes. We have, I think, 65 in the can now. You can visit luminary.link/slay. That's luminary.link/slay.